Be seated. Amen. How many of you know you're in the right place at the right time? Amen. We want to thank God for, again, this mighty man of God allowing us to come. Amen. Allowing word, spirit, and life to come, inviting me to speak. Thank God for you, man of God. I don't take it lightly. Amen. Don't take it lightly. Thank God for Pastor Jones and Pastor Jordan. Amen. And the first ladies. Amen. Thank God for all of y'all here, all the ministers, elders, deacons, la-di-da-di. And look at your neighbor, say, you too. Thank God you're here. Amen. Amen. One thing about here, I'm so glad that we are free in Jesus. Amen. Amen. Man of God, you're looking good, bruh. Looking good. Amen. Well, thank God for my wife being here. And again, Lady B, amen. We call her Lady B at Word, Spirit, and Life. Amen. Thank God for my daughter. Thank God for our sister Rose that's with us. Amen. Amen. Well, you know how summertime is. A lot of people be still, you know, they enjoying their vacation and things like that. But thank God for all of us being here. Amen. Now, I want you to be hearing, like Pastor Rock said, what the Spirit is saying to you. Don't get caught up in the theatrics. If you see me do a tumble-sauce, cartwheel, don't get caught up in that. You just be caught up in the Spirit of God. Because if, watch this, they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Amen. So you mean tell me the Spirit of God going to make you do a cartwheel? If he make you do one, you better do one. Don't worry about me. I told you, they that are led by the Spirit of God. Amen. We ain't looking for no cartwheels, though. Don't worry. Don't worry. Amen. But we're going to deal with the word. And let me say this. Pastor Rock, we've been knowing each other for a long time. That brother taught me the word of God. He taught the word with International Seminary. That brother taught word. You hear me? I got foundational word that come from that brother. Amen. The Lord was doing some all the time. A lot of times God be doing more than what we realize he be doing. Amen. He was planting a foundation in me that he wanted to be done. I'm just going to say just a few things quickly because we go into the word and won't hold you long. Amen. We'd just be here about, I know y'all plan to be here about another 3 hours, praise God. Amen. That's how you find out who really love the Lord. Somebody said, well, I love her, but I'm being going out here and I'm going to love her right where I'm at. I understand. I'm just messing with you. We ain't going to be here like that. We're going to bring some word, though. All right? Just so you just to have a little background of what you're dealing with or where I come from, you deserve a right. Amen. When somebody speaking into your ear and you can't let everybody speak in your ear, you need to know who their mama is or their daddy is. Amen. Amen. This day and time. Amen. And Pastor Rock, the Lord used him to put a serious foundation in me with the word of God. Amen. Also, I'm connected with Church of God in Christ. Amen. Also, I'm connected with Dr. Ivy Hilliard so that you have a little understanding of where I'm come from. You know I ain't no fly by night. Amen. I don't believe in that. You need to be connected, and folks need to know who you connected to. Amen. And it ain't all about who he think he is thing. No. It ain't about that. It's about you need to know who we connected to. Amen. Because the same anointing that you done sowed into, that same grace is on you too. Amen. Don't take this man of God lightly. Don't take your pastor lightly. Amen. Because the same grace, the same anointing that's on him is on you. And it's that same anointing that destroy yokes in your life. It's that anointing that be working when you be like, I don't know how that gonna happen. It's the anointing, amen, that made that, that brought you through. Every yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. Amen. Amen. Get ready to go to the word. Amen. Every yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. Glory to God. I tell you what, when you free in Jesus, I'm telling you, you be open for what the Lord wants to do. And see, there's a boldness that come with the Lord. There's the boldness with, that come with the Holy Ghost. And there's a boldness of respect. Amen. Amen. You, the way you respect your man and woman of God is makes a difference in your life. Amen. Why do you think Jesus asked the question? He said, now, who do men say I am? And mind you, he was talking to his disciple at that time, right? If I'm not mistaken, he was talking to Peter. Who do men say I am? Now watch this right here. Catch every nugget, everything the Holy Ghost bring to our remembrance, catch it. Yes. Amen. So the Lord asked Peter, who do men say I am? Peter gave him a couple of answers. But God, the Lord asked them also now, who do you say I am? Watch this. Because the way you see a man is the way you're going to be able to reap from that man. If you see Jesus or if you see the Lord as just a prophet, that's what you receive from. And just because you see Jesus as a prophet does not mean you see him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And you know that. You be taught the word. And all the point I'm bringing to you right now, respect this man of God. Watch this. Catch this clear. Respect this man of God just like it was Jesus. Let me clear it up. He ain't Jesus. No. Catch it right. The Lord has placed you under this man and told us he's the watchman for your soul. So that tells me if he's the watchman for your soul, watch this. Everything he say concerning you, God be like. Okay. Because he ordained it. He ordained it. So everything this man of God say to you, he got your best interest. He has your best interest. Now watch this now. Don't get caught up. If I cross the I and dot the T, don't y'all let that mess you up. You ain't got to worry about me getting so proper in here. In here. Amen. Don't get caught up in that. I'm getting ready to go to word as I'm giving you some word, but it's important. A lot of times when God allowed me to speak in houses, he always, there's an anointing that that's on my life to speak when I'm speaking. And I know it is, because it happens too much. It happens too much. What he say to you, receive it and walk in it. Amen. Watch this. You got a safety with that. Because if you do something and it's questionable, you can always say, Father, but the pastor told me to do it. But Pastor Rock told me to do it. And God will work it out. There's some things, watch this. There's some decisions that some of y'all in here, the difference with you already being in, having done it already versus two things. You didn't pray about it. You didn't pump brakes on it. But you didn't move out in it. The Holy Ghost, watch this. There's an unction, and that's going to be our text. I'm going to go there. There's an unction from the Holy One, and you know. A lot of times we already know in here, but right here is where we rationalize, and that's where you miss it. When you rationalize right here too long, if you don't watch it, it will try to persuade you of the truth you know right here. Yeah. There's an unction from the Holy One, and you know. You know it in here more than you know it right here. Because right here is where you rationalize. Well, I'm gonna think this thing through. Going, you know, and that's all right, but you got to know when you got it in your knower that you need to make a move. Watch this. And when you get to that point where you really believe, but you believe it in here, but you rationalize it in here, the difference is, instead of, with you not being led right here, the only other difference is letting this man of God speak. Whew. I'm telling you. The only thing left is to just let him speak to you. Well, do he know? It don't. Watch this. He'll be led enough to let you know, well, I'm not sure. But what you think. If the Lord lead him, watch this, listen good. If the Lord lead him to say something like that, but what you think, what that's going to do is confirm what you already have in your heart. That with it, all he got to do is say what you think. Now, if he already know, he going to let you know. No, don't mess with that yet. And you're going to be at peace because your pastor told you. And you won't rebuttal. But if he say what you think or how you feel about it, what you already know, watch this, what you already know in your knower is going to be confirmed by just what he said, because that's where your truth is, right here. And that's going to wipe out what you was rationalizing. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Right there. You know how the word speaks about pastors. I give you pastors after my own heart to feed you with knowledge and understanding. A pastor don't always have to know the exact answer, because he don't always know the answer. But you don't have to have him to know the answer. He going to tell me to do something I shouldn't do? No. But he's the watchman for your soul. So again, if he say something, God going to back him up. Watch this. And if it's out of order, God going to correct him. Even if he got to come back to you the next day. You got it? I'm saying all that to understand what you have when you got you a pastor. Whole lot of folk don't know the safety. They don't know what they have when they got a pastor. If they understood it, they wouldn't go from church to church looking for something. Praise God, y'all. Now thank God y'all don't do that. Amen. Amen. See, a whole lot of folk, they out of place because they out of place. That's where it is. And you can't get mad at them. You just got to understand what's going on. My sister, and let me say this quickly. At times, the Lord will use me in a word of knowledge. If he give me a word, if I speak a word, if it ain't you, don't worry about it. Just keep it moving. And just say, well, he must have been talking about that person today. Amen. There's a difference with prophecy, word of knowledge, and word of wisdom. But because it's in the prophetic, a lot of times it'll cross train, it'll cross. But there are three differences. Amen. Woman of God, because, watch this, your stress load has allowed the anointing to flow like it does. And the way, because of that anointing on your life when you dance, the same way you get lifted by your dance is the same way folk get lifted that's seeing you do the dance. Amen. There's a yoke-destroying anointing on your life. Amen. Always know when the enemy tried to destroy what God was doing. Watch this. There you go. God was using that. Ebo Shata. He was using that. Ebo Shundo. He was using that to get you to know what you really got. That's a yoke-destroying anointing on your life when you dance, my sister. Amen. So when the enemy try to war with your mind, you cast that vain thought down, because he's a liar. He'll never stop that. But God wants you to know what you got, and I know you know. That's a yoke-destroying anointing on your dance. Amen. Come on and give God some praise for that. Hallelujah. 1 John, amen. 1 John 2 and 20. Hallelujah. 1 John 2 and 20. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, yes. He's a mighty good God. We free in Jesus up in here. I'm telling you right now, we are free in Jesus. Some of y'all going to step. Watch this. You're going to step out of the contemplation right into the will of God. I'm telling you. Amen. That thing that you've been contemplating with in your mind that you already knew in your heart. Watch what happened before the night out. You're going to have an assurance. Good. Hold up, buddy. Amen. It ain't that God didn't already bless it. It's blessed, but you don't reach where you got to go if you don't go. See? Don't let the head get in the way of the unction. Don't let the head get in the way of the unction. Amen. I might have shared that testimony before about what happened with my church when my head almost got in the way of the unction when God gave me my church, when he gave me, amen, quick testimony so that he'll get the glory. This is what I mean by don't let your head get in the way of the unction. The Lord gave me my church, literally gave, without a mortgage note and all that. But the way he did it, the Holy Ghost did it. He did it. When I went to a bank, I was handling some paperwork that ain't had nothing to do with the church. Filled it out, had got it notarized, and I left. Wired it. I had got it wired to where it had to go so that the next day it would have been there. Well, the next day they called me, let me know I missed a copy. So I goes back to get it notarized again, the copy. And right then, watch this. See, when you start ministries, when you're a founder, a lot of times we make churches. That's what we do. All right. So now what happened? I would ask banks, whatever, do you have any place, any space, any banks, any churches that don't know whatever. And this particular time that in here, well, I rationalized, I started to ask, but I said, nah, I ain't going to ask this time. I ain't going to ask. But the Holy Ghost unctioned me. He unctioned me, ask. Had I let my head get in the way, we would not be where we are right now. So what I'm saying is don't let your head get in the way of the unction. Amen. A lot of times we rationalize about things when we already got the answer because the word of God say you already know. You already know. Amen. And watch this. This is how God did this thing. On my 50th birthday 5 years ago, we closed on my 50th birthday. That's the power of God. Let me tell you something. Your confession of faith has to always be you got favor with God and favor with man. Amen. When the word of God say Jesus said that, when the word of God say that, the word say that about Jesus, that's what we say about ourselves all the time. Amen. You got to understand, we live by the words we speak. Good God Almighty. Holy Ghost, I hear you. I believe I hear you, Spirit of God. We live by the words we speak. Don't take it lightly. You got to talk. You got to talk big. Amen. You got to talk big. Watch this. Even if you don't talk to nobody but yourself, train your mouth to talk big. Amen. Because the word of God says your mouth going to deliver you. Good God Almighty. You ought to be standing in the mirror. You ought to be talking to God while you walk down the street. Father, I thank you that I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. And I am highly favored by you. I thank you that I got favor with you, Lord God, and favor with man. I thank you that everything I put my hands to do prospers in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. You got to speak like that because, now watch this. If the word of God say, if Jesus said you're going to have what you say, it seemed like to me we ain't got to be coached to do that. We ought not have to be coached. If I'm going to have what I say, I thank God I'm a multimillionaire. You looking at a multimillionaire. You don't look like you are. I don't care what it look like. I'm telling you what I am. Watch this. Before I was formed in the belly, before you was formed in your belly, the Lord knew you and ordained you to be something. It might not have been a prophet, but he ordained you to be something. You got to walk in that. Watch this. You got to live on that rim, like Pastor Rock was saying. We have authority, watch this, on two rims. But the authority that we have in heaven's realm reigns over this realm. But you got to take the domain down here. You got to walk in that anointing. You got to walk in that power. You got to understand that every yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. I'm going to the word as I'm telling your word, but you got to grab every nugget. Look at your neighbor and say, grab every nugget. Grab every nugget. Grab every nugget. Good God Almighty. Woo. Thank God he told me, I'm free in Jesus. Couldn't shout about it. Oh, I love the word. This right here is who we are. Your future, your destiny is in your mouth. Your mouth is loaded. The thing is, what are you releasing? The power of life and death is in our tongue. Every time you make a move, you ought to say, Father, I thank you that I'm just blessed. Watch this. I bring the blessing. You got a word for that? I sure do. The angels of God encamp round about me. Watch this. They encamp round about me listening for the voice of the Lord. And I got the voice of the Lord. I got the word of God. And I'm not just saying, well, who you think you are? I'm here. I belong to him. I'm trying to tell you just like you belong to him. This is who we are, glory to God. We don't make this up, my God. We don't try to dig this up. This is who he called us to be. We've been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. He ordained for us to speak big. You want to talk big, my God, you want to talk big. Woo. Well, dude, he got the yelling kind of. I'm not yelling. I'm just an expressional speaker. I got to always let folk know. I'm just expressional. I'm not hollering. I'm not mad. 1 John 2:20. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Now watch what he says in verse 21. He said, now, I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. God Almighty. So we dealing with, watch this, the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. So we'll title this tonight, Success Through the Holy Ghost Outpouring. And just to shorten that, the Holy Ghost caused success. The Holy Ghost caused, C-O-U-S-E. It's the Holy Ghost that calls the success. Amen. Watch that. There are some, because people know you're saved, they look at you and they watch you on your job, in your community. They watch you. And it's two times they let you know that they're watching you. Well, what's those two, Pastor? Because they act like I ain't even there. Well, that's because you let them. It's two times when they got a detriment and need you to get a prayer through. Oh, you the saint of God. Pray this for me, please. That's the time. And also when something big has happened in your life and they know it. When they know that couldn't have been nobody but God. That's when they recognize you as you belonging to God. But now, we, the saints of God, we have to have that attitude and we walk in that truth at all times. Now, when they get home, they contemplate in their minds about you. Yeah. They know you're anointed. They know you belong to God. But in the workplace, in the community, they might not try to let you know it. But you got to know it. You got to walk in that truth. Amen. And understand how folk think. That's just the mind of folk. Until a person know Jesus and come into a relationship with the Lord, they don't know him. Okay? So you can't get blame at the world. The world do just like what we used to do, because we needed Jesus. Amen. We needed Jesus seriously. You know, was it Beyonce say she woke up like this? Whoever woke up like this, they did, but I didn't. I didn't wake up like this here. The Lord worked this. He been working this out in me. He worked all this. Amen. And I wants to help you. You didn't wake up like that neither. Amen. See, that's why we know you saved. That's why we know we say, because of what God is doing in our life. Amen. Amen. Because some of y'all, I know you say you look saved. You got a saved air about you. You got Jesus all on you. I know it. But I also know you ain't wake up like it. I mean, you woke up like it since you've been saved. But before that, amen. But you have an unction from the Holy One. And you know. Pay attention to your knower. Because that head will try to rationalize how this going to happen. How we going to pay that. How that's going to happen. How that going to get worked out. See? But the Lord already know what he going to do. And you already have a dependency on God in your knower. You got it? All right, let's move on. Let's move on. I wanted to share some things concerning success. But we got to deal with the scriptures that God gives us success, right? And then I'm gonna hit on quickly the success through your leadership. So we're going to look at the success through God. And what I mean by God, through the Spirit of God, we're going to look at that. And but then we're going to also see the success through your leadership. Amen? Let's look at this. So you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know. So then 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, watch this. He always causes us to triumph. Okay? So that ought to take out all the doubt and fear right there just because of that. You already have an unction from the Holy One. And but if we rightly divide that with that right there, 2 Corinthians 2:14, he always causes us to triumph in Christ. You see? In Christ. God never loses. He never lost. It ain't but two times, watch this, that they thought he lost. And that was when he was on the cross. And the reason why, watch this, he already told us, if the devil knew, Jesus wouldn't have never got crucified. And if he had not gotten crucified, me and you wouldn't be getting saved. We wouldn't be saved. So the Lord never takes an L. God never lose at all. Well, what's the second thing, Pastor? The next thing I seen that came anywhere close to God wanting something is when he said, if I was hungry, I wouldn't even tell you. Well, why are you saying that, Pastor? Because I want you to notice his attitude. We got to take on the same attitude. We want folks to give us something when we already got the power to get it ourselves. We are the created being. We have the created force with our mouth. You call it from the spirit realm right into this natural realm. You call it to you. Amen. You call it to you. Amen. If you want a house, praise God. You ought to say, Father, I thank you. After you ask the Lord for your house, you ought to be right from there. Father, I thank you for giving me my house. And then what you need to do to get your belief system right concerning that is get you some pictures of the house you want. You watch them pictures so that it'll help your belief system, and then you go to the houses that you want. I'm just using that for example. Whether it's a house, whether it's a car, whatever you want. Amen. Even your loved ones being saved. Watch this. You got to call them saved after you believe God to save them. But then you got to wait the process out because it's their will is involved. Anytime somebody else's will is involved, you can't rush the process. Amen. The parents got to call their children saved. I don't care how drunk or high they come in the house. If my mom and dad had gave up on me based on that, you wouldn't be seeing a preacher. But praise God, thank God they prayed. And you got to do the same thing. And I'm just using that for example. Loved ones getting saved, you call them in. You believe God. Amen. You got a scripture for that too. You bring the word to it. You bring the word back to the Lord. That's how, watch this. That's how you move his hand. How is that? The jailer, Lord, the jailer prayed for, and you said, for him and his house, they'll be saved. Whenever you commit, watch this, whenever you bring back God's word, he said, come, let us reason together. I come to tell you right now, whatever your issue and your situation is, whenever you bring God back his word concerning that, it's just a matter of time. God will change that thing for you. I come to tell you, that's how you move the hand of God. You move the hand of God by his word. You come in agreement with him. Watch this. You come in agreement with him, with his word, and you speak his word. Speak his word. Speak his word. You drive that word, I'm telling you. You got to load your mouth with the word of God. Look at your neighbor. Let your neighbor know my mouth is loaded. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to stop calling yourself fearful. Fearful of what? The Lord don't even give us a spirit of fear. So whenever fear try to come your way, you already know you fear don't belong to you. That's a trick of the devil. God ain't gave us no spirit of fear. He said, I'm not giving you a spirit of fear, but I give you love, power, and a sound mind. So you ought to walk through every day as soon as you get up after you do your decree. Father, I thank you that I got love. I thank you that I got power. And I thank you that I got a sound mind. Hallelujah. Somebody give God some praise up in here. Hallelujah. Success through the Holy Ghost. Yeah, this is the success we walk in. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit be trying to, he be trying to speak to our heart a whole lot of times. But we got so much stuff. We so busy in our mind. Watch this. But in our spirit, we got the answer. But we got to be still enough to hear the stillness of his voice. And watch this again. They that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. There's a leading by the Holy Ghost. Amen. So when you've got it in here, watch this. Don't look for folks, don't look for everybody to agree with you when you got it here. Everybody not gonna agree with you because they don't have it right there. Don't you let that deter you. Now, when you got something, I'm telling you, again, go to your man of God. Come on and give him some praise. You got an unction. He always calls us to triumph, and he made us more than a conqueror through Jesus who loves us. Romans 8, 31, 39. Of course, when you get a chance, you read that when you get home. Romans 8, 31, 39. Romans 8, 31 through 39. We're more than a conqueror. Amen. There's no L there. See? So that means, watch this. That means if I'm doing something and it appears that is being blocked, watch this, because of who we belong to, recognize the block. See, that don't mean something wrong with you. That don't mean it's the devil all the time. If it's a block, we need to recognize and analyze the block, because it just might be the Lord not wanting us to go through that door, but he gonna create another door over here. You see what I'm saying? So we can't get, but Pastor, you just don't understand. I just knew that was for me. I knew that was for me. Understand this. I do not understand this part right here. God got your best interest. So just because it looked like that door is closed, especially when you know you in faith, especially when you knocking, when you asking, and when you seeking, some doors is not for you to go through. But because of your place in God, always know, he called me to triumph. Always know, well, I'm more than a conqueror, even with all this. You see what I'm saying? It's our place in him, y'all. It's our place in him. Our place in him is not determined if they open the door for me. That don't determine my place in him. I was blessed before I even got to that door right there. I already had the favor of God before I got to that door right there. So don't let that kind of stuff deter you. Just know that, my God, if that's not the door for me, praise God, Father, I thank you that you ain't let me go through that door. But, great God, thank you for this door, because of whose we are. Come on and give him some praise. Now, I'm being reminded now in my mind, this ain't in my notes, and see, somebody, you handling people the same way. You handling somebody that you think you in love with the same way. And you kind of like, you trying to force that love now because you seeing some signs of blockage. You seeing some signs of blockage and you trying to force. You trying to force through the blockage. Woo. But you starting to see some signs. You starting to see some stuff concerning who you thought you loved. Well, if it's not you, don't worry about it. Don't try to dig up a old boyfriend, girlfriend. No, no, no. If it ain't you, don't worry about this right here. I'm not talking to you. But somebody, you know, they met somebody and they kind of felt like, you know, that was, you know, they saved, they love the Lord, but they showing a sign. For example, they praise and giving God the glory, but then all of a sudden they say, so they're kind of like making you, but then you in your mind you rationalize, well, that's all right, praise God. Every now and then something slip, you know what I'm saying? Every now and then somebody, you know, it's a slippage. No, you need it all. It's a slippage to him, but it's a flag raised for you. Success through the Holy Ghost. He always calls us to triumph. See, some things that we want by the flesh, we don't want to see blockage. But they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. See, just because your flesh want it, don't mean your spirit need it. Amen. There's some stuff need to have been left where you met it. What you say? There's some stuff should have been met. They should have been left with the hello, how you doing? Nice meeting you. Bye. It should have stayed over there. Don't you try to drag something in. Don't you try to drag it in. Amen. This ain't in my notes. I ain't trying to do all this right here. I tried. This the Holy Ghost meeting, ain't it? Amen. Amen. God always got better for you. All right. Somebody caught up in a position. Always analyze. You can analyze. You can rationalize. But know your limit. Know your limit. Know your limit. Ain't nothing wrong with planning, strategizing, analyzing, rationalizing. Nothing wrong with that. But know your limit. What is the Lord saying in here? What is the unction saying in here? You got it? Deuteronomy 8:18, he gives us power to get wealth. Now that blocks all that, tear all that down about God don't want folk to have no money. I don't know where that, you know where that came from. It ain't come from him. That don't make no sense in the kingdom. So you already know in here that God gives us power to get wealth. Amen. Ain't that a blessing? Amen. Well, Pastor, why if the Lord don't want nobody unequally yoked and he saved or and she saved, why every time we go out, I got to pay the way? Good question. You already know the answer. And why, Pastor? Why when we, you know, he don't never every time he don't want me to look at his phone, she don't want me to look at her checkbook, but yet we ain't set no date to get married, but yet she said we getting married. You have an unction from the Holy One, and you know. See, these are items where you got to obey the unction. You gotta know how to obey the unction. See, and these are the kind of issues of life. And the Word of God say, guard your heart. for out of it flows the issues of life. See, so in other words, your heart knows it. So you got to protect your heart. See, you rationalize it in your mind, but be led in your heart. Amen. Some folk would try to latch on because of what you can do for them, okay, more than what they can do for you. And if it's love, you make sure it's true love. Oh, have mercy. I did not know we were going to talk about all that like that here. This is not marriage, but there's an unction from the Holy One, and you know. Enjoy your freedom of being single until you get married, because you're complete in him, not in them. See, when you come up here and Pastor Rock marry you, you're already complete before you came up here with you complete in him. And then we're getting ready to come in. I'm gonna deal with your success through your leadership. Now watch this now. But this is for the people that talking about, not y'all, but those under the sound of my voice. These for the people that say, I want a 10. I ain't settling with nobody but a 9 or a 10. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. But if you a nickel, but I'm in faith. But praise God, stay in faith. But don't you mess around talking about and all I'm getting is a dime. Well, make sure you bring a dime to the table, because you're going to track who you are, not what you want. That's just for those under the sound of my voice, not nobody in here. Listen, what you want, you got to make yourself that first. Amen. Because that's who we attract. We attract who we are, y'all. Amen. Not what we want. Amen. You talking about, I want me somebody that talk proper, praise God. Proper. Proper. And you talking proper like me. That ain't going to work. They tell dude, I want me somebody carrying a suitcase to work. Want me somebody carrying a suitcase to work. They got their tie on, suit on. But if that's all you want, you need to check what's on the inside of that. You need to check what's in the suitcase. You need to check all that out. Y'all got my point. Amen. And don't watch this. Do not let them cause you to downgrade. Don't you let them bring you to their like that. You see what I'm saying? Success through the Holy Ghost. Now, success through leadership. I'm coming in. Now, when I say I'm coming in, that don't mean I'm closing. I'm coming in. Yeah, the preacher always, a pastor got to always, as soon as you say I'm closing, that's what they do. Close their Bible. We ain't closing yet. Hey, this church got, I ain't going to say that. This just a joke. I'm going to leave it low, pastor. I'm going to leave it low right there. I ain't going to say that. Amen. Hebrews 6:9. Watch this. Hebrews 6:9. When you get home, when you get a chance, read it. Hebrews 6:9-12. Follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Ain't that a blessing? All you got to do is follow your leadership right there. Follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. That's a blessing. All right? So let me give you some more scripture with that. Follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Then Hebrews 13, 6, 7 came back and said, now watch this. Remember those who spoke the word whose faith followed. Talking about being successful, having success through your leadership. You got to watch your man of God and your woman of God more seriously than you think. Watch this. You don't emulate them per se, but you emulate their faith. However their faith work, look for your faith to work the same way. If he's speaking to the elements and calls it and say rain, you got to stop in the name of Jesus. You speak into the elements and cause it to stop. Well, Pastor, can that happen? Yeah, it happens. It happens all the time. Amen. And plus, we got word for that. We done seen that happen several times, but we got word for that. Father, you caused it. When Elijah prayed to you, you caused it to rain. You caused it not to rain. Father, you don't respect a person. We don't need no storm like this. We bind that and break the power of it. See? We got that authority here on earth. So you got to be with this man of God speaking like that. And when you need a miracle breaking loose in your family, you going to rise up and do the same thing. And you're not going to let this get in the way. See, there's some stuff that come up in our life, you ain't going for it. That's right. Because you know you got the authority over it. There's some rain that don't need to just keep on raining. There's some rain we need, but there's some rain don't need to be causing no storm. We got to be like Jesus, peace be still. Amen. And there's some stuff God will allow to come into your life and it won't change until you change it. Because he's teaching us how to walk in authority. Amen. He's teaching us how to walk in authority. You change the situation by your mouth, by your authority. He said, now, you got word for that? He said, what you bind on earth, I bound it in heaven. What you loose on earth, I loose it in heaven. So that tells me he's saying there's some things going on that, well, if you allow it to go on, I can't do nothing about it. I give you the right. So you got to make it stop. And I got your back. Watch this. You might not hear the boom bang, but just because he said it in his word, it already done. So when you bind it, he bounds it, and it stops. Now, because of your confession of faith, you got to continue to call it stopped. Don't you look at it and tell, for Father, I thought you stopped it. No, no, Father, I thank you that it stopped and it disappeared. It dried up at the root. That's why he let them boys see him talk to that tree yesterday. So that when he came back by there today, they'll see the tree with it. So they asked the Lord, the tree didn't die. The Lord been like, yeah, I know it died. I cursed it yesterday. Didn't you hear me? You were standing right there with me. I'm teaching you a lesson. He was teaching them a lesson. So what you got to do, you got to stop complaining about the mountain and speak to the mountain. Just like the word God said, speak to the mountain and tell it to move. Amen. And then you hold fast to the confession of your faith. I'm giving you nothing but word. Praise God. This rightly divided. Praise God. You tell the mountain to move in Jesus' name. Well, Pastor, suppose it don't move. I've been waiting for years. What is your confession right there? Your thought process already, you determining in your thought process that it ain't moving. Because you questioning it. That's not faith. Your confession of faith is, Father, I thank you that mountain moved. I thank you that mountain moved, Father. I thank you that it ain't even there no more. Now watch this. And if you're dealing with something, every day it appears it gets on your nerve. It gets on your nerve. It gets on your nerve. Father, I thank you that thing don't get on my nerve no more. because I bound it up. I bind it in and you bound it up. Father, I thank you that it's not on my nerve no more. Watch this now. Watch this. He working something in you as well as working that thing. That thing is being torn down by your confession of faith. But he also working it in you also so that, watch this, if it don't disappear when you think it should disappear, you still talking right. And it don't have no power over you. Amen. When you release them words, that thing is happening. It's the process has started. I'm being reminded right now, Holy Ghost, I thank you. That's why even when you got saved, Romans 10:9, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him, you shall be saved. And just because of his operation, the operation of God, a confession of faith saves a person's soul. Because of the power of his operation with Jesus dying and being rose again. The power of God's operation, all we had to do was confess Jesus as Lord. And watch this. That's the same thing because of your power confession. That's the same thing that's working in your life on a daily basis. So you can't get caught up with what your eyes see. Amen. You got to call that thing moved. You got to call that thing gone. You got to call that thing vanished. It don't matter what your natural eye say, because you know in the spirit realm, that thing is being dissolved. Amen. That's the power of faith, your confession of faith. Holding fast to the confession of faith. Amen. We're going to have what we say. Amen. We're going to have what we say. Come on and give God some praise. Success through leadership. Well, what's the example then, Pastor? You talking about success? Give me a biblical example. I'm going to give you one right now. Go ahead, you ask. God said now, Elijah asked Elisha, what you want me to do for you? What you want? And now notice this. Catch the nuggets. The leader always know he can benefit the people. He always know he can benefit the people. Elijah asked him a question. What you want me to do for you before I'm taken up? Elisha says, I want a double portion of what you have. That's a good student right there. That's a good student right there. But look at all this stuff around this was happening. Watch how we see the power of this man's faith in who he was. I'm talking about Elijah. This man was such a man of God. He didn't pray and ask the Lord. Don't get lost right there. He already knew he had authority with God. And he already knew God was going to back him up. So he said, Elisha, he said, you asked a hard thing. But if you see me go up. See, first of all, because of relationship with God, it ain't too hard for God. Because I'm his man. And if I release it out my mouth, God gonna back it up. So, Elisha, if you see me go up, you're gonna have it. If you see me go up. Now, what this says is, you got to keep your eye on your man of God. Oh, yeah. You got to study your man of God till you know his move. Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Because you got to understand what's happening. This is a spiritual principle. It's principle. It's principle. Elijah says to Elisha, if you see me go up. That was all he had to say. And God was like, God be like, well, it is what it is. It's just like that. My man said that. You got to understand what it is. When you got a men of God right there like this right here, when they say something, it is what it is. Oh, yeah. You got to understand the authority in the spirit realm. Demands it. Oh, yeah. That's why it's important for you to know who your man of God is. It's important for you to understand how you see your man of God. And I come to tell you, even when you leave here tonight, there's going to be such an agreement with your man of God because of this faith that's coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Watch this now. Watch this. Catch this right. This is just a joke. Your man of God say, go up on the Empire State Building and you're going to fly when you jump off. You're going to believe, glory to God, I'm going to turn into an angel and catch wings. That's just a joke. On your faith in what he said, amen. When he come in agreement and you in agreement with him. Powerful stuff. Powerful stuff. See, when it's principle, y'all. This man, God says, I give him to you to be a watchman for your soul as one that must give an account. Whenever somebody gives somebody else authority, whenever somebody gives somebody else keys to the place, they mean for them to have their way in the place. See? So don't be surprised when the enemy try to bring division between you and your man of God. This going to help you right here. Whatever he tried to get you home and you heard him, he seemed like they spoke to everybody except you, and you get home and you be like, they sure ain't say nothing to me today. Why they ain't talking to me? The devil be in your ear talking about why they ain't say hello to me. They ain't say hi to me. See, the devil is a lie. All he wanted to do is drive a wedge between you and your man of God because of the authority and relationship that you have just because. So you got to quickly pull that stronghold down. Talk about leadership now through your, talk about success through your leadership. You got to pull that stronghold down immediately. And then if he keep on trying to do it to you, you go to the man of God and say, Pastor, you know I love you and First Lady. I ain't got nothing against you, but the devil trying to bring a wedge between me and you. Now, I ain't telling you something I ain't had to do myself. I know goodness well I love my man of God. But I'm telling you how the devil try to mess with your head. And this going to help y'all because y'all not going to let that happen to you. And you just have to go to him and say, Pastor, you know the devil is a lie trying to bring a wedge between me and you. God, I see you offer the other person a piece of gum and you ain't offer me none. As soon as I got home, the devil made me think about it. I thought about that thing. He ain't give me a piece of just using something as simple as that. You see what I'm saying? Just that simple. See? Don't let the enemy do you like that. You know that man got that man of God got your best interest. Amen. You see? The devil don't want you hearing a message like this because this just break all that stuff up. Think it not strange when that kind of stuff happened. Amen. You just expose the devil. Pastor, the devil is a liar. I got you, Pastor, just like you got me. You got to talk to the man of God. Make him feel good. Amen. When the last time you made your man of God feel good? Amen. This ain't Pastor Appreciation Month. It ain't got to be Pastor Appreciation. See what I'm saying? Of closing. Success through your leadership. Success through your leadership. Amen. Success through your leadership. Watch this right here. A junkie could come in here. A prostitute could come in here and get saved. And I'm telling you, and get attached to them. Because of the anointing on their life, their yokes will be destroyed instantly like this. It'd be destroyed. In 6 months, that person wouldn't even known they was a junkie. You would have never known there was a prostitute. I'm telling you, when you get close to your man of God, watch this, it's just like getting close to the fire. And y'all know this. I'm trying to help you. And listen, for some of y'all that kind of been, you've been close, but you've been at a distance at the same time, if you hear this word and do this word, it's going to expedite some things in your life. It's going to expedite some things in your life. Amen. The anointing is a powerful thing. It's a powerful thing. You come in agreement with what God has ordained for you is a powerful thing. It's so awesome. It's so awesome. Success through leadership. Watch this now. So Elisha had to keep his eyes on Elijah. Amen. And whatever Elijah released out of his mouth, God was going to do it. And he did. Now, if we was really teaching leadership tonight, I would go into Gehazi just to show you different processes. See, just because it's given to you don't mean you can't respect it. Because it's been given to you, you'll never want to disrespect it. Never disrespect it. Gehazi's situation, he ain't know what he had. And he blew it. But you know what you got. You know what you have. Now, the Holy Spirit is going to speak some things to you all when you're not in here. And you're going to have to flow with him. He's just going to bring some stuff to your remembrance, to your memory, so that you can start, you know, lining your heart up. Amen. It's going to be a blessing to you. It's going to be a blessing to you. He's going to bring some things back to your remembrance, where it's just you and him could talk about that thing. And you're going to see your pastor in an even better light than what you see him right now. You see him good now, but you're going to see him better. And some of y'all already know you're going to come to him wanting him to release a word. I know that. I know that in my Noah, because of that. He's authorized to. Amen. He's authorized to. Now, that's where our success is with our man of God, with the Holy Spirit of God. And your success is in your mouth. I covered them points, I think, pretty thoroughly. I want you to, you got to be able to grab this word tomorrow, day after tomorrow, on for the rest, until you see Jesus. Because these are principle. This is principle. This is principle word. It's principle. It's like it don't matter who do it, but because it's principle, it's going to work. The thing about the mouth speaking the tongue, because it's principle, it's going to work no matter who speak it. Because of relationship with authority, leadership, it's going to work because of the ordination of God. God ordained it to be like that. Amen. And because of the power of the Holy Ghost that already caused you to be successful before you was placed in your mama's womb. The Lord knew you and ordained you to be something. Amen. You and I was in existence before we came into this globe. Yes, we were. Because we was in that category with Jeremiah. When God told Jeremiah that, we was in the same category. Well, I don't remember, because you in a whole different thing. You in a whole different thing. We were the same way in the spirit realm, y'all. Well, Pastor, you got to show enough. Give me a word for that, because I ain't know nobody till I was born in this earth. I understand what you're saying. Remember when the Lord was in heaven and he said, now, when the question was asked, who going to go for us? And the Lord said, send me, I'll go. They was in the spirit realm, y'all. And the Lord himself, the word said it back to God, send me, I'll go. Then when he got here, he let us know the body, his body was prepared for him. Prepare me a body. That was him. we was in the same condition. That's why the Lord told Jeremiah what he told him. Before I formed you in the belly, I already knew you. Now, those are two scriptures right there. Before I formed you in the belly, I already knew you. See, we the same way, y'all. Before we was formed in the belly, God already knew us. Amen. And he has purpose for each one of us that he want us to walk in. Half ain't even been told yet to who God wants you to be and who he ordained for you to be. Your future is much brighter than you think. The difference is you walking that thing out with your vision, with your dream. Walk that thing out. You got what it takes. You got the Holy Ghost in you. He's already endorsed you. You got the man of God, your leadership, to line up with you. Look at that. And you and your mouth is loaded. Come on and give God some. You're in the hands of your man of God, Pastor Rock.
Hallelujah. That was a good word. Yeah. Hallelujah. Good word.